welcome to Hawk Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast from the haunted attraction, haunted entertainment industry. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And we return once again, hopefully this time, with no Podbean problems.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, guys. Not our fault.
Literally out of our hands. We had it recorded. We had it edited. It was ready to go. And then Podbean went...
Yeah.
And like exactly the time I'm trying to upload it. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, definitely to stay on top of exciting announcements like, hey, we're not getting the podcast up because everything is on fire.
Right.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're Haunt Weekly on both. We are hauntweekly.com and also tinyurl.com/hauntweekly. We'll get you to our YouTube channel where all the episodes are in video format, so you YouTube junkies can just listen to it there.
Yes.
But anyways, we are back and we're doing a very different episode.
Yeah.
Okay, because like the one theme this podcast known as Haunt Weekly has had is every episode has been about haunted attractions.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form. We're not doing that this week. We're trying something different. Because, as most of you know, HauntCon is coming to New Orleans.
Yes.
And we have been reading the guides and what people are suggesting.
Right.
And people are full of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some things that people are getting wrong. And we want to give you some tips on how to stay safe and enjoy the city while you're here.
Some things.
Because it's a fun city.
Some things to do, how not to get mugged,
yeah.
You know, all the important stuff that you need to know. And this is especially important if you're coming here not just a conference.
Right.
You're going to go do, you know, for a few extra days. You're going to stay a few days later or get here a few days early.
Right.
We want to give you some things that you can do that don't suck and aren't the things like everyone else tells you to do.
Right.
And on our resume for this is that we have lived in New Orleans now for 15 years.
Yeah.
And we currently live in the Algiers side of the city, which
right.
is across the river from the French Quarter and all that. So we're actually separated from most of the city by the river.
But we are in New Orleans.
But we are, it is a New Orleans address. And of course, we work and play and do nearly everything over there.
Yep.
And here's the thing, 15 years, we haven't been robbed
yes.
or mugged or killed. We haven't been killed.
No, I mean, we are still breathing and talking, as the fine listeners can hear.
As long as nothing happens in the next, you know, 12 hours, I can safely say we've gone 15 years without being killed.
Yes.
So, yes. But on that note, everyone, let's do the conference reminders real fast, and I will be kicking it off this week, because the first one is HauntCon itself, January 12th through the 15th, right here in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's the Ernest and Morial Convention Center. They'll be touring Rise Haunted House, Lights On and Lights Off Tours, Museum of Death, Demented Design Factory, Escape Rooms at the Mortuary, and a Bourbon Street Pub Crawl. It'll also be featuring us. Heavily us. We will be there all 3 days. And I will be speaking at two of them.
Yes. And we also still are looking for people who want to either come and see what we do or just want to grab a drink at one of our local haunts.
Well, not a haunt, that one's figurative.
Yes, a haunt figurative. I have to be careful with my word choice. Basically a bar.
Yeah, we want to go to a bar with you guys. So yes, let us know once again, Twitter and Facebook, Haunt Weekly. Give us the heads up what you're thinking. And apparently I closed a ring.
No, oh, good.
For me, that's what that chime was. You were supposed to be quiet, you little guy. Come here, you. All right, your turn.
Okay. Next, in March...
We threw everything all this stupid damn watch.
All right. The Maze Chicago Corn Party, Chicago, Illinois. March 1st through the 3rd, Chicago Marriott, Southwest at Burr Ridge. Tours, Culper's Family Farm, Jonamec Orchard, and Jovet's and More.
Yes.
TheMaze.com for more information on that.
That is TheMaize, like corn maze. It's a
yes.
corn pun.
It is.
It's funny.
Yes.
It's
Marks every time.
All right. Well, after that, March 22nd through the 25th, it's Trans World Halloween and Attraction Show in St. Louis, Missouri, at the America Center. Pre-convention bus tour will be tour visiting Nashville Nightmare in Talon Falls. There will also be a voodoo soiree on Saturday night. Learn more at the Haashow, HaaShow.com.
Okay, and then April 13th through the 15th, it's West Coast Haunters Convention. Portland, Oregon, Doubletree Hotel Portland. Includes Nightmare After, the WCHC Film Festival, featuring surprise selection of movies. They aren't telling us yet. HauntersConvention.com to find out more about that.
All right. I'll clear my throat because this one's always a doozy. All right, we're going to do this. It is the Halloween Show and National Haunters Convention presents Halloween Boardwalk Empire, May 18th through 20th at Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the Showboat Convention Center, featuring zombie volleyball, a hearse show, a costume ball, and much more. Learn more at HalloweenShow.com.
Okay. And then, May 25th through the 27th is the Midwest Haunters Convention in Columbus, Ohio. Greater Columbus Convention Center, featuring a masquerade party, a zombie walk, and a pre-convention bus tour with haunts that are going to be announced later.
Yeah, well, it is in May. They've got a little time to sort that out.
They do. MidwestHauntersConvention.com for more information on that.
All right, guys. So, as so many members of our community prepare to flood into North, and I've got to say, interest in HauntCon, I think, has been at an all-time high. Well, in the time we've been watching it, at least.
Well, yeah. That's probably more fair.
In the last 5 years or so, this is like the most interest I've seen in HauntCon. And we attended three of them.
Yes.
In the past few years. Could not make it to the one that was in Tennessee, I think it was.
Yeah, which was last year?
I think it was last year, yeah.
Yeah.
But this year, it seems like there is a lot of interest. I know some of it's because it's in New Orleans.
Yay, New Orleans.
We're a town people want to visit. Yep. But a lot of it also, I think, is the new buyer of HauntCon.
Right. Everybody's curious to see how this is going to go. Is it going to be magically good or tragically bad? We're hoping magically good.
We're hoping magically good. And it looks promising, I've got to say. It looks like
yes.
They've done the smart thing because they did run the Halloween and Party Expo beforehand.
Yeah.
Which was a big trade show thing here in New Orleans that was apparently well-regarded and well-respected. And they're now just taking the best of both worlds and combining. Because, like, the weak point of HauntCon historically
right.
was always the trade show floor.
Right. Well,
the education has always been great. And I'm saying that because I'm one of the educators.
Yes, that's where I thought you were going with they made the smart choice. But you actually didn't. I was proud of you.
Oh, no. I got a whole hour to stroke my ego, babe. We got to pace this out.
I know.
You got to taper it a little.
The other thing is that the Halloween show was in direct conflict with HauntCon in previous years. They were at the same time, close to the same geographical location.
Yeah, the year they were in Baton Rouge, HauntCon right. in Baton Rouge, the first year we went, they were literally the same days.
Exactly.
And that was rough because they're literally like 60 miles apart.
Yeah, because we wanted to do both, but we
couldn't.
It wasn't
practical, and I wasn't speaking at that one.
Yes, you were.
And the Baton Rouge one, I thought I was only speaking at the...
No, that's the first one you spoke at.
Okay. I know we went to one that I didn't speak at.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you know, memory's fade. But anyways, HauntCon is coming to New Orleans. And so we definitely have a lot of general advice. Now, we've kind of broken this up in the section. First is going to be general advice about being safe and being smart in New Orleans.
Right.
Then there'll be thoughts on the places HauntCon is visiting.
Yes.
Because other than one item, we have been everywhere, man.
Yep.
And then to some other cool places to visit as we think of them, as we throw them out.
Right.
So that sounds like a plan. Do you want to kick off the general safety tips? Now, before we begin that, actually, it's worth noting New Orleans does have a high crime rate.
Yes.
Let's be frank and let's be on the level and let's keep it real. We have a high crime rate in this city. Now, that being said, and this is something I know we're going to discuss later on, most of that crime is not like random acts.
Right.
It's gangs, it's drug-related, it's things like that.
And it's people who know the people.
Yes. It's known offender-type crime.
Right.
So, yeah, it's not something that necessarily a tourist roaming around has to worry about all that much.
Yeah.
The bigger realistic fears tourists should have is being pickpocketed or worst case scenario, outright mugged.
Right.
So that leads to our first tip.
Yes.
Don't be a dumbass.
Nope. Don't do it.
Here's the thing.
That could be like the whole safety tip. Just
don't be a dumbass. Here's the thing. The convention itself is in the convention center.
Right.
And the event, the Bourbon Street pub will be taking, crawl will be taking place, obviously, on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter.
Right.
For the most part, the conference and its activities are sticking to well-treaded, tourist-friendly and safe areas.
Right. Yes, and we say safe because there is all obviously the possibility that some jerk could do something to mess up the night, but it doesn't happen as often as the news would make you think, because then you'd be hearing about us on the national news every night.
Yeah, and then Mardi Gras would really suck.
Yeah, and you will be here during Mardi Gras time.
Yes, you will. You'll actually be here shortly after the Epiphany.
Yes.
And we'll be covering more details on that in just a minute.
Yes.
But yeah, but basically stick to those types of areas for the most part.
Right.
You should be fine. Even if you screw up other things and make some other poor decisions,
right,
these are kind of areas you're supposed to make poor decisions in.
Yeah. Yes. Basically, we're a city that's designated an area, say, this is where you can be, you know, not as bright as you would elsewhere in the city.
Yeah. And there's a heavy police presence. There's...
Yep.
Basically, there's the infrastructure there to keep you safe. Now, I'm going to warn you guys, Bourbon Street is under construction.
Yes.
Heavy, heavy construction.
You will not see the typical Bourbon Street view whenever you look down it. They have large sections of it blocked off with temporary wall structures.
Yeah, guardrail type things, basically.
Yeah. Because they're tearing up the street and doing some much-needed repairs.
And,
but their timing is questionable.
Well, there's cost overruns and time overruns. Basically, they keep finding, like, random crap underneath Bourbon Street that they have to contend with. So it's taking way, way longer and way much more money than it was supposed to.
Right.
Because
apparently when it was built, there wasn't a lot of planning.
No. No, and that also goes for the other infrastructure under the street, the sewers, the power lines.
Right.
Things like that.
Yeah, didn't they find sewer and water lines connecting at some point?
Yeah, they found all kinds of stupid crap. It's one of the oldest cities in America, one of the oldest sections of one of the oldest cities in America.
Right.
You're going to find some stupid stuff underneath there.
Yeah.
Just saying, it's not going to be pretty.
Right.
But regardless of that, Bourbon Street will be torn up. The sidewalks are passable, and all the bars and restaurants are open. But the usual thing of traipsing through the street and roaming around is a little bit not happening right now in certain sections. I haven't been down there since they really kicked off the construction. I think it's only the first couple of blocks from Canal Street.
Yeah.
So it won't be your entire Bourbon Street experience.
Well, and it's actually moved in a block from Canal, because I've seen pictures recently of people posting their walks to work.
Yeah.
So.
But the point of the matter is, just be aware that is going on. So that will impact your Bourbon Street pub crawl.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll negatively impact it, honestly. That is one of the great parts about Bourbon Street is the ability just to roam the street. It's a pedestrian mall, basically.
Right.
It's set up as one, and it's not functioning like that right now because of the construction.
Yeah.
But it also means that, you are going to be steered safely indoors. You won't be roaming aimlessly.
Right.
It actually may help you, is what I'm trying to say. So,
yeah.
And it's weird. If you are going on that pub crawl or going to the French Quarter, some general pieces of advice.
Right.
One is do not take large purses or bags.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Not only are they targets for pickpocketing, which is the reason you added them to the list.
Yeah.
But they're also easy things to lose.
Yes.
Especially as, you are imbibing local spirits.
Right.
They're very, very easy things to lose. So don't do that. Basically, make sure you have things in your pockets. Make sure that you, keep things on your person as much as possible. Not A, pickpocketing. B, your own stupidity. Believe me.
Right.
It's always amazing. I always hear stories about people who leave things in the French Quarter and are amazed they can't get them back. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's only 80 bajillion tourists every day there, and they can't find...
Well, especially during season, you know.
Though I have to say, I have lost a cell phone at the Crystal Burger on Canal Street.
You have.
And I did get it back, so yes. I need to shut my cakehole.
Yes. And we also know the dame from Dame Spurlage,
mm-hmm.
who lost her hand-beaded corset last
year. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of work into this.
After a parade. These things go on museum display. You know, we have a friend who's in the crew. And she was showing it to somebody at a bar, went to the restroom, thought the bartender who she was showing it to was watching it, and some guy thought it was just there to take off with. And she did get it back.
Happy endings.
Yes. But, be aware.
And also, okay. So, yeah, be aware of your possessions.
Yeah.
That's a general good life tip, honestly. Right. But it's especially good here. But one that is unique to the French Quarter, and specifically to Bourbon Street, is good footwear.
Yeah. Do not wear high heels. Do not wear open shoes. Do not wear sandals.
If you wear flip-flops or sandals, you deserve what you get.
Yes.
And what you get is sludge.
Yes. Bourbon Street is dirty. That's something that a lot of people do not realize before if they haven't been there.
And here's the thing. It's not that it isn't cleaned.
Yeah.
It's just that it's an old street. It traps water. It traps everything.
Well, right. And there's hundreds, thousands of people on it during this time of year.
Yeah.
And even though they clean it every night and, you know, multiple times during the day, it's still going to be dirty.
Yeah, still be filthy.
There's always a smell at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
They're hopefully trying to fix that. But,
Yeah. The general advice I give people is there's one of two ways you can go with this. One is get disposable shoes, like just cheap tennis right. shoes or something that you can just throw away when you're done if you want. But the better advice, I honestly think, is a good pair of boots or some kind of really dependable footwear
yeah.
that you can clean if needed.
Yeah, preferably waterproof.
Yeah.
Without holes.
I wear my Red Wings with pride
yeah.
through there, and it works out great.
Yeah.
All right, next a piece of advice. I like this one from you. Don't get too intoxicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is New Orleans, I know.
Yes.
Oh, and one other tip involving bags and avoiding pickpocketing. Right. Sorry, I did skip something.
Yes. And it was one you put in.
Yes, one I put in, too. You are coming during Mardi Gras season, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Everything starts on the Epiphany, which is January 6th, your birthday.
Right. Exactly.
And it rolls until Mardi Gras Day, which is mid-February. So you're coming in right to the beginning of it. That means it is now socially acceptable for even the locals, technically, to have beads.
Yes, and we probably will.
So what you do, if you want to really make the pickpocketing harder, is put your wallet in your pocket and put a fistful of beads on top of it.
Yep.
You know where the wallet is. You can get at it fairly trivially.
Yeah.
But anyone just trying to slide their hand in your pocket is going to be met with nothing but a pocket full of beads and probably give up.
Right. Yeah, I know that whenever we used to... Because when we first moved here, we were in our early 20s, so we were down in the French Quarter every weekend, it seemed like.
Yeah, every weekend we could.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot. I do remember one time finding the bead backpack, because we used to play the bead game a lot, okay?
We're not going to discuss the details of this right now.
No, I wasn't earning beads, for those of you who know what that is, but we did have beads to give out. And I did find the backpack of beads open one time, and it looked like somebody had tried to grab anything useful out of there and found it was just full of beads.
Meanwhile, your wallet was at the bottom of it, and...
No, it was actually in my front pocket.
Okay.
Because that's some place that I can feel.
But you can definitely use beads to your tactical advantage
oh, yeah.
to hide your stuff. Trust me, it works well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that brings back to not getting too intoxicated.
Yeah.
Make judicious use of Uber and Lyft while you're in town if you need it.
Yeah.
Uber and Lyft are amazing in New Orleans. They
right.
both work really, really well. Taxis are the devil. And should be avoided in this city if you can at all.
Yeah, I've taken taxis before Uber and Lyft were available. Not pleasant experiences.
I know every city hates their taxis.
Yeah.
But ours are just especially bad.
Yeah. Now, there will probably be surge pricing in effect because of season.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. That
especially
it is
the region
be,
you're going to be in.
Yeah, it's going to be more expensive to travel.
But seriously, if you are... inebriated and need to get to your hotel or whatever,
yeah.
Uber and Lyft do work. They are invaluable. Just trust me. It'll save you a lot of headache.
Right.
There are, as in any major city, a large number of homeless people.
Yes.
Well, not, I shouldn't say a large number. It's actually not that many, realistically.
Well, it's homeless and street people, because there are...
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But they usually do not bother you.
Right.
Usually. But if you are in the French Quarter,
yes.
I can almost guarantee you some idiot's going to tell you, hey, I'll bet you I know what you got those shoes.
Yep.
And the answer is, yeah, you got them shoes. I got them shoes on my feet at Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Because that's just their way of trying to hustle money out of you. I've never understood it. It is something that's been going on literally for as long as we've been here and much further past that.
Right.
I don't understand how it ever worked.
Yeah. And it's the, I bet you a dollar that I can tell you where you got them shoes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's... And I get that, but it's like...
And people who've been drinking are like, there's no way he knows what store I went to.
Yeah, and, you know, this is like the guy that tattoos the words your name on his ass.
Yeah.
Hey, I bet I've got your name tattooed on my ass. Yeah,
exactly.
This is exactly like that.
It is.
You don't fall for it. Don't bite.
No.
Do take the time to enjoy our street musicians, though.
Yes.
Our street musicians are amazing, all except that one family that used to hang around the gelato place.
Yeah,
they were terrible.
Yes, they were trying so hard.
So they were somethinging. I don't know about trying hard.
I think trying is acceptable there.
Anyways.
But, also when you're traveling, make sure to travel with friends or in a group.
Obviously.
And if you are not traveling with anyone else, let someone from the conference or somebody know where you're going, so that if you're not there the next day, we notice.
Yes. All in all, you should be pretty safe. The conference is on Convention Center Boulevard, mm-hmm. which feeds pretty much straight into, like, Decatur Street, the bottom of the French base of the French Quarter.
And between Decatur and Bourbon are
the more touristy areas.
Are the touristy areas that are...
Yeah, the lower French Quarter there along the river.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of problems in that particular area.
Yeah, as long as you don't stretch too far out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on Bourbon Street and go past Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop, you probably went too far. And it's not that it's a dangerous area. It's just that now you're purely residential. Yeah. Yes, people live in the French Quarter, by the way.
Yes.
Lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you've gone purely residential, there's no reason for you to be there.
Right.
You're
turn around and go back.
You're probably lost if you're there.
Yeah.
And because it's more residential, it's not as well lit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have 80,000 bars with their lights on.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, it just gets a little more dangerous, and there's no reason for you to be there anyway, so just turn around and go back. Lafitte's Blacksmith Shop, definitely a place to check out, though.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Past that, nothing lies that you need to worry about.
It's actually one of the oldest businesses in the country.
It's the oldest continuously operating bar, is my understanding, in the country.
And, like... In the top 10
in the world, or something like that.
Of the oldest businesses in
the country. Something like that. It predates the United States handily.
Yeah.
By quite a wide margin. So it's something worth checking out.
Which I didn't put on my list, but I should have.
Yeah, you should have. Well, and that might be part of the Bourbon Street pub crawl. We don't know where that pub crawl is going to take them.
Nope, because pub crawl could go anywhere.
That's literally kind of the definition of it. You know, basically, though, just... Be careful and be smart. Do remember that you are, like we said, you are showing up during Mardi Gras season, so it's okay to wear beads. Even locals might have them out.
Right.
You didn't know there are no parades Haunt Con weekend, which is good to know. Because we have a very compressed Mardi Gras season this year.
We do.
Because Mardi Gras is still, I think it's the 13th of February?
I will look it up.
It's ridiculous. We have only like 6 weeks. Usually we get at least 2 months.
Yeah. Which means we gotta cram all those king cakes down our throats really fast, too.
Yes, get a king cake. That is also
February 13th.
That was right, okay. But yeah, long story short, everything should be fine where the conference is, where the conference hotel is. Everything feeds into the lower French Quarter just fine. And if you go into the CBD area that's kind of away from the river from the convention center, that's also not a terrible place to be.
Yeah.
It generally is pretty good. There's not really much that would be of interest to anyone in any conference goer, though.
Right.
It's the business district. It's got the office buildings.
Yeah. They're going to be empty on the weekend.
Yeah, there's going to be a few cool lunch places hanging around. Daisy Dukes is out that way, the big one. There's stuff to do, but it's just nowhere near as cool as what you're going to want to be doing in the French Quarter and elsewhere in the city.
Right. There's all sorts of little cool shops, including one we found this weekend. Haunt Nola.
Yeah, Haunt Nola is in the French Quarter, yeah.
Yeah, that just opened up 4 months ago, he said?
Yeah, t-shirts, artwork, things like that.
All originally made by a local artist.
Yeah, it was pretty badass.
Yeah.
That was pretty badass stuff. Okay, so that's some general tips. Most of it does come down to don't be a dumbass and use common sense.
No.
But I swear to God, like, one of the tips we saw was don't be in the French Quarter after midnight.
Yeah.
Bull crap!
Yeah.
Why even go?
Yeah. No, the crowd starts to turn around midnight, but, you know, it doesn't get really rowdy even during season.
No.
Until about 1:32, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yes, those times exist.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, and another thing to remember while you're down there is that you can take your drink on the street with you as long as it's not in a glass container.
I always forget we have to explain that to people.
Yeah.
We were absolutely, because we blew our friend's mind with that.
Right.
We were at one bar and we're like, he wanted to go to another, he and his girlfriend wanted to go to another bar.
Right.
Check it out. It's like, oh, but we got to finish our drinks. I'm like, dude, close your tab. They're in plastic cups. We can walk.
Yeah.
It's everywhere in the city.
Yeah, they're called Go Cups. You can ask for them anywhere you go.
Yeah, if it's styrofoam or plastic, A-okay, hunky-dory, take it on the road with you anywhere you want to go.
Right.
Just not in the car.
Yeah.
That's the only rule. We still have drunk driving laws.
Yes.
Contrary to what some people seem to think.
Yes.
We do have those, but as far as just walking around the city, please feel free to imbibe wherever you see fit.
Yes. Have fun while you're here. We want you to enjoy yourselves and come back. And contribute more to our economy.
Yeah, didn't...
Give us all your money.
Yeah, give us all your money, basically. All right.
But not in a threatening way.
Yes, in a fun way. But on that note, Hong Kong seems to have finally finalized the places it's visiting.
Hopefully,
and then there may be more added.
Right.
But right now, there's three main things. There is a pre-show inspiration tour. There is... a tour of Rye's Haunted House, the lights down, and then there's Room Escapes at the Mysterious Mansion, also known as the Mortuary. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at everything that's going on in the pre-show inspiration tour. That's actually the big one.
Right.
And just basically chat about this and sort of our thoughts on everything. The first one, and we've been to, like I said, everything except one of these items, and we'll get to there in a minute. Mardi Gras World.
Yes.
It's right next to the convention center.
Yes.
Literally next door to it now.
Yeah.
It used to be on our side of the river once upon a time.
Right.
But now it's on that side, and it's right next to the convention center. So that's why it's first, basically.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very short bus ride to that. Everybody out. Everybody up.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll just
walk over there. Yeah. Just go down to the end of the convention center and take a left.
You'll see it. Yeah, you can't miss it.
In fact, if you walk out of the convention center and look to your left, you'll see...
the alligator, yeah.
Yeah, the alligator with...
Poseidon, I think. Yeah. You can't miss it. But yeah, Mardi Gras World, we went to it when it was on our side of the river a few years back.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yep.
It's cool. It's very fun to see how the floats are built. I have no idea why this is part of Hong Kong.
No. I don't either, because it's all papier-mâché. And I do know that they have to follow some fire codes.
Oh, there's some pretty stringent fire code stuff, but it has almost no overlap with what haunts do.
Right. Yeah, unless you're specifically going to see the Halloween haunts, because we do have Halloween parade. We have a parade for everything. But, yeah, we have
Halloween floats, yeah. That's what you're saying. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why this is part of HauntCon. It's not that bad of a tour.
No, it's interesting.
It's interesting, but...
It's probably something that a lot of people would want to do.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it was thrown on, so that people wouldn't skip conference things to go to it.
Yeah, I think the way it's most relevant is to do the... to see the construction techniques used.
Yeah.
Understand how it's built. Grasp the scale of what they do a little bit.
Right.
Because this place is huge.
Yes.
It is mammoth in size.
Yeah, and there are countless other warehouses around it.
Oh, yeah.
That hold floats year round.
And then they're just random lots and garages.
Yeah, for the little tiny parade.
Yeah, we play a game every year, starting on Epiphany,
uh-huh.
where we try to go as far as we can into Mardi Gras season without seeing a float.
Yes. I lose every year.
Yes, because you work on that side of the river. So you're
I not only do I work on it, but I pass by the staging ground.
Yeah, it's really not fair for Crystal.
No.
So Ellie and I compete in this every year.
Yes.
Oh, man. But yeah.
I see the most.
Yes, you do. You are the winner of that version of the game. All right. But okay. So the Mardi Gras World should be interesting. Mortuary Haunted House lights on. This one was just announced. So lights on tour of the mortuary.
Right.
I have no idea what the hell you're going to look at with that one.
No.
I genuinely don't.
And the reason is that it's a knockdown.
It's a knockdown haunt. In fact, we just spoke with someone who worked at the mortuary.
Yeah.
And he confirmed that, yes, they tore nearly all of it down.
Yeah. The basement is active.
But it's also because it's an escape room.
Right. And the escape room areas are active. So unless you're touring the escape room with lights on before you go and play them, I'm not sure about this. I would be really curious. If you go, let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you're touring, because, I mean, the mortuary is a knockdown haunt. And that's because the location does a whole bunch of other things. Like,
yeah.
They've done Christmas things before. Like they did, like, Santa's right. Village. Which, yes, go to the haunted mortuary for Santa's Village. Totally makes sense. But they also do, like, ghost hunting expeditions.
Yeah.
They have the escape rooms. They have parties.
Yeah, the ghost lab will still be set up also.
Yeah, that's part of the escape room, yeah.
Yeah.
So there'll be some sequences still set up, but they're the ones connected to the escape rooms, my understanding.
Right.
So I'm really confused.
Yeah, and they knock it down because they want to do a different theme each year.
Yeah.
It's not a forced knockdown.
Well, they also have all these other things to do. They host events and all that, too.
Yeah.
They necessitate knocking down a lot of the temporary walls they put up.
No.
So, they knock it down, and I don't really know what you're going to go see. It should be very interesting, because mortuary, I mean, as far as, like, haunts go, it's fine.
It's a really pretty building.
It's a very, very pretty building. But, yeah, I'm not really sure what of the haunt will be there for you.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah, we were very surprised to learn that it's on the tour.
Yeah, that's one of the things, like, when we heard Haunt Comics coming to New Orleans, we're like, okay, that's great news. Where are they going?
Yeah.
Because it's like, the mortuary won't be, you know, up.
Right.
House of Shock was closing.
Yeah.
That's the two main haunts in the city. I mean, you can come tour our haunt.
Yeah.
Well, we're still up.
Yeah.
Well, 600 square feet, but we're still going. We still got it up. But yeah, other than that, you got to go to, like, Rise or 13th Gate, which does bring us to the next item on the list.
Right.
Rise.
Yes.
Now, this is going to be awesome. Rise is an amazing haunt, and the lights on tour of it would be bully. Absolutely bully.
Yeah.
And this sounds like a great thing and a great idea.
Yeah.
So I would be personally, this to me, what I'd be most excited about.
Yeah, because I would really like to see the build closer up on the asylum.
Yes, me too.
Because they have multiple actor areas where one actor works many things.
Yeah.
And they're very far apart. Or at least they seem that way to the customer.
Yeah, I want to get like an overhead diagram of how that's laid out sometime. I'm like you. It still, even after having it explained to us by the owner, still seems like Disney magic that it works as well as it does.
Right.
So, yes. After that is the one we have not been to, Demented Design Studios.
Right.
They make haunted props. It should be very cool. We've never been there. We actually were unaware they were even in the city.
Yeah, I would be very curious to go to that one. That's the one, because I have no prior knowledge of it, that I would want to go to.
Yeah. And then after that, the Museum of Death.
Yeah,
We actually went to the Museum of Death, paid full price for tickets, and just were disappointed by it.
Yeah, we because every once in a while, we get a bug to go and spend the day in the French Quarter.
And do touristy stuff. Be tourists in our hometown.
Exactly.
Our own town.
Exactly. So that's one of the things that, you know, we were curious enough about. So we went in and looked around and we just didn't enjoy it.
It felt more exploitative than informative.
Right.
It's a lot of serial killer gore porn and things like that.
Right.
I think the coolest thing they had, as far as I'm concerned, was one of Dr. Kevorkian's machines.
Yeah.
That was actually interesting and unique and not something I think I could ever see anywhere else.
Right.
But yeah, it just did not strike me as that interesting.
Well, and I did like all of the letters and things. And writings of the serial killers, but you would have to spend a lot of time in there to have the time to go through all of it.
Yeah, they're very interesting, I'm sure, but they make very poor exhibits in a walkthrough museum.
Yes, that is...
Because you can't just sit there hunched over a counter and read all of these.
No, you can't.
Especially when you're trying to get to the Bourbon Street pub crawl.
Yes.
Which starts at 5 p.m. apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no stonking clue how that is going to work, because A, you haven't eaten dinner at that point, probably.
Right.
I think that the next thing should be dinner somewhere.
Yeah.
And then the pub crawl can begin.
Yeah, because that is something, if you're not a big drinker and don't know how to pace yourself, you definitely need to intersperse food with your drinking.
Food and non-alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
I mean,
we usually do a one-for-one if we're going day drinking somewhere.
Yeah, basically, I don't understand. Also, 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
I mean, wow, okay.
They must be more worried about safety than we are roaming around at night. Or maybe they think people want to go out at night. But if you get hammered at 5, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I'm really confused by this. I mean... That, honest to God, Bourbon Street for a pub crawl?
Yeah.
As a local, that doesn't appeal to me. I can see what would appeal to a tourist.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not really knocking the plan.
Right.
It's like, okay, wait a minute. A Frenchman Street pub crawl?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty badass.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really, the Spotted Cat and everything along that stretch there near the art markets would be totally badass.
Yeah, the art market moved.
That ain't there no more. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite places to send people to, but it moved.
Yes. But, yeah, so you have that whole section like Frenchman Street that would be really, really awesome for a pub crawl because it's very compact, too.
Yeah, it's compact. It's where a lot of the local jazz musicians play and get their start.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear them before they're famous kind of thing.
Yeah. If they were feeling more brave, I would send them to the St. Claude area.
Yeah.
Near Always and Cajuns and...
Yeah, well, that's on the list later.
Yeah, I know.
Cajuns
we'll get there.
Is on the list later.
I know. But, okay. So that's all the pre-show inspiration tour.
Right.
But then after that is a lights down tour of Rise, which definitely is awesome and you should go.
Right.
No, absolutely no question there. That is great. And then there's the mysterious escape rooms they're doing.
Right.
Which the mortuary has really good escape rooms at the end of the day.
Yeah, they're the ones I like to go to the most in the city.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And we've been to all of them.
Yes.
There are three other companies that we've been to.
Escape My Room, NOLA, Venture Quest, and Clou Carré.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, and of those three, I would agree with you. Of those three in the immediate New Orleans area, I definitely favor the Mysterious Mansion. I don't know why it's Mysterious Mansion for this and more. You know, it's confusing.
Yeah.
But it's at the mortuary. It's great stuff. I did not check which rooms they are offering.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy the pirate one.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun with that one. And I also had a lot of fun with the game room one.
Right.
Though I wanted to punch that fucking puppet in the face so bad. 10 minutes in, I just want BAM!
Yes.
Oh, so bad. I want to just obliterate him.
Yes. He's annoying.
And no jury in the world would have convicted me.
No, he's very annoying.
So yeah, definitely if you are interested in doing escape rooms, check one or more of those out. One thing I did find interesting to note is that the former House Talk, now 13th floor, owned attraction is not involved in any way that I can see.
Yes. Well, we have talked to some of the people
involved.
And they've said that some of the props have already been shipped to other locations.
Yes.
So and, that is my suspicion.
And they're doing a major restructuring. So it's probably just a little bit too chaotic right now.
Yeah.
To commit to doing anything with HauntCon.
Yeah. It would have been nice to, you know, give you guys a show one last time. Hurrah. But that's not going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've still got about 10 minutes left in this podcast.
Okay.
So let's take some time and give these nice folks some places they can visit in New Orleans that might not be on the beaten path or they might not be aware of because they aren't as heavily promoted.
Right.
You know, basically not Bourbon Street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though one of these is pretty close. A couple of these are pretty close to Bourbon Street.
A couple of them are. And I wanted to at least put some things for people who don't have transportation.
Yeah, and they can
that
walk to.
Within walking distance. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. And I love this first one.
Yes.
This is one that, honestly, this should have been on the Inspiration Tour.
It should have been.
It really should have been.
Yes.
This was a missed opportunity here. In fact, if you swap the Museum of Death for the Pharmacy Museum.
Yes.
I would go on that Inspiration Tour.
Yeah.
Even though I've been to pretty much everything, I'll get on it.
Yeah.
But yes, that's the first item. It is the Pharmacy Museum.
Yes.
It is in the French Quarter. I am trying to... We forgot to jot down the exact street it's on.
That was smart of us. But they have odd hours. They close early.
Yes.
So it's going to be a hard one to hit.
Yes. But and they only do tours, I think, like once a day at like 1 p.m. or something. Oh, yeah. Okay.
A guided tour.
Yeah,
a
guided tour. Okay, they are open. I pulled up the hours. Mm-hmm. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Guided tour is at 1 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. And they are closed Sunday and Monday.
Right.
And they are on Charters Street.
Yes. If you're not local, it's Chartres.
But yeah.
But locals will tell you it's Charters.
Yes.
Don't ask me why.
Don't. We're not going to have that conversation. Tonight.
No.
And the other great thing about it, it's really cheap. It's only $5 a ticket.
Yeah.
And it's three stories.
Yeah. And basically it's a self-guided tour. You can look at old medicine bottles, old equipment that was used. They have a birthing room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty cool stuff.
It's very, very cool stuff. And I'll say this, as a haunter, a lot of old medicine looks way more like torture devices than the stuff we come up with.
Yeah, I think it is.
So, just something to think about.
Right.
All right. But yeah, that's at pharmacymuseum.org. It pays to spell pharmacy, right?
Yes, it does.
But yes, pharmacymuseum.org. Okay, after that, elsewhere in the French Quarter, is Bar Mon Cher on Thursday night.
Right.
A goth night.
Yes, and it is on St. Louis Street.
Yeah, it's about a block past Bourbon Street from the river.
Yeah, it's one or two. I can't remember.
It's right there at it, though. It's not far. It's a short jaunt from Bourbon Street. And it's a very, very cool, neat little bar. They've got DJ spinning goth tracks. It's very, very laid back.
Right. And there will be people in steampunk and pirate gear and goth gear. And there'll be tourists who just wander in who are in plain clothes too.
And who are very confused.
Yes.
But it's a very, very cool bar. And you can learn more at barmonshare.com is the site for the bar. And that's BARMONCHER. Barmonshare. It's not a very big place,
no.
But it is super duper cool, and like I said, really really laid back. It's probably one of my favorite like weekly events, just in terms of how chill it is.
Yeah,
It's a great place to go talk to people and hang out, and decompress a little.
Yeah,
and then if you are so inclined to dance, they have a very lovely dance floor too.
They do.
All right, Tuesdays.
Yes.
Cajun's Karaoke Pub has Haunters.
Yes.
A group of local haunter types.
Yes.
From various attractions, including Hours, Mortuary. I think we had a couple House of Shock people even for a time there. We go and we do karaoke.
Yeah.
People from our group usually show up between 9 and 10. And 10's like the official start time for it.
Yeah. And it's usually not a lot of people at that time. If you get there earlier, it's really empty.
Yeah, it's really dead. Yeah. Why not even doing the karaoke? It's so good.
Yeah, if you are looking for a karaoke place, I would recommend Cajun's over Cat's Meow.
Yes.
But note that it is going to be busy on the weekend nights. On Friday and Saturday especially, yeah. It will be busy.
Cajun's does get you very active during the weekend, you're right.
But Thursdays and Tuesdays are really good. And in fact, if you guys are wanting to go Thursday, let us know.
We'll put Tuesday? Thursday, you're saying, okay, never mind.
Yeah, we've already mentioned Tuesdays is the official Haunt Actors Day that we go. But a lot of times we will also show up again on Thursdays if we have people in town who want to go.
Very good point, very good point. And it is located at 2256 St. Claude. You are going to need to Uber to that one.
Right.
That is just simply too far. There are too many not great neighborhoods to walk.
Yeah.
Now, you might be able to take like a pedicab, but I think even that's too far.
Yeah. No, I would just Uber over. Or if you have someone with a vehicle, you know, carpool.
Yeah, carpool.
Also, right in that area, which I didn't put on here, is, as you mentioned, Always, as right next door. They always have something cool going on.
Some kind of burlesque or stage show or concert or something. There's also Siberia in that area.
Right, which is for our metal fans.
At least that's what's been historically. They've been making some changes there. I don't know what it's all about now. I haven't been by Siberia since the changes happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a lot.
And you've also got Hi-Ho right there.
Yeah, Hi-Ho is the one I was forgetting.
Yeah, these are like...
pretty much around one intersection.
Exactly. They're the four corners of the intersection.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I was trying to figure out how to say that.
And they're all really, really great places to hang out and chill. All right. Well, then, another great place to check out, and this one is on Elysian Fields. It's Mag's 940. Located at 940 Elysian Fields.
Yes. Another one that you can actually take the streetcar to this.
Yes, you can streetcar this one pretty trivially. Which actually, Cajun's is on the streetcar route too now.
Yes, it is.
They just completed that line, remember?
Yes, it is. So you can take the streetcar to Cajun's.
Yes, you could. So, lolly golly.
Wow.
Nice job to rush. All right.
Yeah.
But yes, Mag's 940, Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Princess Stephanie works. Describe Princess Stephanie for me.
She is an awesome, filthy-mouthed drag queen.
These are her words.
Yes, exactly. She is a great mixologist, and she's able to make tasty alcoholic and virgin drinks.
Yes.
So if you are driving or don't
feel like drinking at 11 a.m.,
then you can have one of her, you know, toned down ones.
And she will not mock you at all for that. She'll mock you for everything else.
Yes.
Because that's how she rolls. But she will not mock you for that. It is actually a really cool bar, too. At that time, it's usually very, very quiet. Once again, very chill. We like chill places. I'm realizing our pattern here.
Well, yeah. These are quiet, out-of-the-way places that you're not going to hear about from other...
Because it's not the boisterous party. But
when you get tired of the boisterous party, go see Princess Stephanie.
But what I love about Princess Stephanie is I can walk in there and say, Princess, I want something made with Kraken rum and, you know, make it a little bit sweet.
Yeah.
And she'll just, like the supercomputer that is her brain.
Yes.
The hamster gets on the wheel and starts going real fast. Yeah. And she actually pulls, I've never had a bad drink from her.
No, and she also does her own infused alcohols. Made with local ingredients. So that's pretty cool, too.
Very, very cool place to hang out. And then a nice gay-friendly bar, too. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Island of Salvation Botanica and the Healing Arts Center.
Yeah.
The Healing Arts Center is a bit of a weird space in the city. It's a lot of different odds and ends shops and, like, churches and so forth.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a community center as much as anything with some stores and things in it.
It is.
But it has some really, really cool, like, voodoo-y stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a lot of fun to tour through there. Who knows? You might get some inspiration for a room.
Well, and it's also going to be cheaper than the voodoo shops in the French Quarter.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is actually located at 2372 St. Claude Ave.
Which is not far from Cajun's, actually.
Correct. It's not far at all from there. They have bejeweled chicken feet, if you want one.
and as you said, the voodoo shops in the quarter tend to be a ripoff.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest here. They tend to be extremely expensive for not a lot of great stuff. But this place, you can pick up far better stuff, I think, at far lower prices.
Right.
And speaking of places to pick up that type of stuff, the Sacred Grinds Coffee House on Canal Street.
Near the mortuary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once again, we didn't have the address on this one either. Crystal will get it. But this has got to be one of my favorite coffee shops in the city.
Right.
It is an absolutely paltry-sized coffee shop.
Yeah.
It fits in a thimble, is what it feels like.
It's 5055 Canal Street.
Yeah. It feels like it fits in a thimble. But the cool thing about it is if you go and you get your drink and you go drinking on the patio, you're overlooking one of the Canal Street cemeteries.
Yes.
You're literally drinking like feet away from tombstones.
Yes.
It is really, really cool. It's actually quite beautiful and lovely too. And there is also another voodoo / occult shop next door to it. It's actually mostly a smoke shop, but it sells a lot of, because every place that is remotely counterculture has to sell voodoo-y stuff in this city.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
And they're open 7 to 7.
Yes. Yeah, but all in all, great stuff. Speaking of the streetcar, you can get a $3 day pass for as many trips you want. I think it also gets you the bus, too.
Yeah, it's the bus and the streetcar ride. That is not a bad deal at all.
No.
The streetcar is slow, so plan some time if you're going to take it.
It is not any faster than bicycling.
No.
How's that?
Yeah, that's very true.
I think you can get approximately...
It's faster than walking.
It is faster than walking, and it's probably faster than a good jog, but it's not much faster than that.
Right.
It's somewhere between jogging and cycling, probably, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, and one final place you definitely should check out is Creole Creamery on Britannia Street.
Mm-hmm.
There's also one in Lakeview, but don't bother with that one.
No.
The one on Britannia Street's where it's at. Now, Crystal's digging up the address, I'm sure. But basically, it's one block off St. Charles, so this is a streetcar destination.
Right.
You can take the streetcar down St. Charles, roughly where Creole Creamery is, and just walk one block over. Super easy.
4924 Britannia Street.
And this place hand makes all kinds of exotic ice cream flavors.
Yes. Yes. They're very, very good. I'm hoping that they have, I know it doesn't sound that exotic, but their chocolate cordial cherry
ice cream.
Mm-hmm. I've had it once and I was sick, so I haven't been able to have it.
Oh, we need to go back and see this season now.
I know. But during the summer, they have things like strawberry jalapeno, avocado, bananas Foster.
Yeah, and you can watch them. If you show up at the right times of day, you can watch them make it. Yeah,
yeah, it's about 3 p.m.
About 3 p.m., you can watch them make the stuff. It's really, really cool. And once again, I've never had a bad thing there.
Nope.
My honest advice, if you are new there, is get one of these samplers.
Yes.
They sell 4 and 6 scoop samplers, I think
it
is. Just go for the 6. You live once.
Yeah.
Have a good time. These are mini scoops. And if you find a flavor out of those 6 you really love, you go back and get you just a regular scoop of it.
If you want.
If you want.
If you can after having, because it's very rich.
It is all very rich ice cream.
And the samplers are mini scoops.
Yes. Indeed. Well, and the final place we would like to suggest, and this is the self-serving suggestion, admittedly, is Crown and Anchor English Pub.
Yes.
It is on Pelican Ave, which is in Algiers.
Yes.
It's actually right across the ferry, and I'm not even going to bother telling you the address on it, because basically, if you depart the ferry, you will pretty much be there.
You take a right.
Yeah, you take a right, go down the road, and you'll see the sign for it almost immediately.
Yeah.
It's a very, very cool English pub. The only thing it's missing is it does not actually have food.
Right.
English pubs are supposed to have food.
Yeah. You can get food, though, at either of the two places at the corner.
Yeah.
Tavolina's Italian Bistro.
Yeah.
And Dry Dock Cafe.
Yes.
And you can put in an order, go to the bar, and then go back and pick it up whenever, 15 minutes later or whatever.
Exactly. And so there, you can get food other ways. But it's an old English-style pub with a nice patio area, which it should be absolutely lovely this time of year.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get that cold in New Orleans. It'll probably be in the 50s to 60s. Maybe a little chill, but not bad.
Yeah.
And I love the TARDIS.
Yeah.
They have out front. You literally, to go into the bar, you pass through a TARDIS, which simulates the bigger on the inside, because you open the door to the TARDIS and you see the inside of the bar.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like the doctor just gave up on this whole rescuing the world thing and decided to get drunk all the time. But it's a great place, has a very good tap beer selection, and sells true English pints, 20-ounce pints.
Yes.
So you will definitely have plenty to drink while you're there.
Yep.
And we are hoping that at least a few of you guys will meet us there for drinks and hang out a little bit at some point. Because we'd like to get you on our side of the river, if just for a second.
Right.
Just to show how, you know, the other side lives.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite places.
We should go there now. Chill.
We should.
We should.
All right.
We're going to go to Crown and Anchor. Well, that's it for this podcast. We're actually out of time anyway.
I know.
Worked out great. We're going to Crown and Anchor. You guys...
meet us there in a month.
Yeah, meet us there in a month. We'll be there. But in all seriousness, thank you very much for wasting this hour with us and indulging us as we discuss our city.
Right.
And hopefully, if you're going to HauntCon, something in this was useful.
Yes.
I hope you got a takeaway, something you can enjoy and do.
Yes, and if you have any questions about something you're thinking about going and seeing, ask us.
Yes.
We will be happy to answer any questions at
Haunt Weekly on Twitter or Haunt Weekly on Facebook, hauntweekly.com. Or, of course, tinyurl.com/HauntWeekly. We read the comments, too, so you can leave comments on the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the Twitters. You can leave them anywhere you want. We'll pick them up.
Yep.
But, yes, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to answer your questions. We would love to help make your trip to our beloved city as special as we can make it.
Yep.
Well, on that note, everyone, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this was episode 105 of Haunt Weekly, NOLA Bound. We will see you guys next time.